Hallelujah. You may be seated except for the palms of your hands. If you kind of raise them up for a moment. Father, I glorify, magnify, and exalt you. I want to thank you with all my heart, all my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for working in every person's life, making no difference. Working in every person's life, Father. I magnify and glorify you. Hallelujah. My dad was a pilot in the war, and I had an uncle Dave. I was named after him. We'd talk about him. Grandpa would talk about him some, but it was his son that he lost. Isn't it going to be a great day that when the millennial reign is done and everything's been judged and we get a new heaven and a new earth and there won't be any more pain? Hallelujah, Jesus. No more. Meanwhile, I'm going to just take as many people home with me as I can. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I may do something different here. Let's get actually to a reading scripture before he snatches me up, you know. But I'll go to one I don't know very well. Say Romans 8. So if you go to Romans 8, it's 8 is within the book of Romans. It's 8. And we'll just jump in here about 20th verse. That way we can save time by not doing the first 20. Father, we're so grateful. I think many times of the Apostle Paul's forward letters and sending people into churches that didn't have 66 books to read from to preach every service, that depended on the prophets and the messengers from Paul and the letters and the Old Testament's promises of Jesus. And they ministered under this and grew under this. And then the centuries began to pass and dark ages hit. And then revivals would break again. Then dark ages and revivals again up until the present day, in a time information is increased and media is all over the world, and why we would live in this generation. Father, we're going to make the most of it. The devil jumped on it. He's making the most of it. We're jumping on it. We're going to make the most of it. I want to thank you today that before I go home, I'm going to get to see you. I'm going to get to see you raise the dead with a camera on them. I'm going to get to see you empty a whole row of wheelchairs with the camera on them. I'm going to get to see you do things that the world can't reconcile, so they're just going to have to be born again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not those lying signs and wonders and sensationalism. We're talking about people that don't have an eye to see with getting an eye. We're talking about limbs that aren't there. When Jesus made them whole, when he said that, it didn't matter what was missing. They came out of it whole. After all, who designed that body you have anyway? I know some of you think that somebody higher than God designed yours, but I guarantee you, he didn't. Hallelujah. So, when he said that he healed them all, I mean, what in the world? Who would you carry down into the meeting? I wouldn't care how far I had to go. What, the children born with not a leg, blind, deaf, dumb, never spoke, never did anything? I mean, when they were all being healed, what would you drag down there? Would there be any limit to who you brought? Somebody born deaf and dumb and mutilated, and all of a sudden they lay him down and he comes up and they become whole right before your eyes. Is that going to affect anything? I think so. To say that's not within range or not his will would be silly. You think he would, that one single person would end up in hell that could be prevented? No. I used to try to get God to do something, you know, all the time, till one day he stopped me. He says, I'm trying to get you to receive something. It says, I'm not the one holding it up. Boy, did I approach him different after that. But the one thing we know when we came aboard here, that he said he wanted a revival here and he wanted it to spread. Well, he gave me this ugly little word that stuck in there that I paid no attention to, because not a word like that is not going to stop me. I don't care if you did say it's a key word in that little pledge out in the hallway there. You walk by and read it. Now, that should have left this word out. I don't need this. The key word, he says, was endurance. I'm going to go out under the power. He was right. I thought I knew enough for a revival like that. Actually, I guess I didn't, did I? Why would he be any different now than he was then when he put a limb back on? The more impossible it is to our sense man, the further we fall away. I mean, if he can do one little miracle, why can't he do one big one? I was pulling on somebody's arm the other day, and it was about 5 inches, and I pulled on it, and it lifted her body up, and I pulled on it again, and lift them up. It was quite apparent that you couldn't move that hand around. But boy, it's a shocking thing, because the next thing you say is, Jesus, and it goes, without the sound effect. Somebody that hasn't seen nothing, you can see what their eyes are actually connected to. It's this real round thing that comes back here and there. A little bitty round thing that go back here. Do you know how the natural man reacts to a miracle? I mean, when something is impossible and you know it cannot be done. You know it, it's just, it can't. And it happens and you go, you can't fathom it. You go, and somebody didn't have any legs. Where's Houdini? How was this pulled off? How'd you do that trickery? Didn't have any legs. You watch them come out. No, one arm cut off here, and you pray and you watch it form. Do you think you'd have to go out and get a crowd? Why does the devil fight these things so hard? As he wants to remove all proof, he's just going to have to go by what you say. Well, I have news for him. I haven't left that statement in the hall all these years. I'm not leaving it. It said endurance. Okay, I get the hint. I get the hint. We have endured. But I've seen lots of new crowds. The enduring ones were endureless. They finally, I'm going to go somewhere where something's happening. Got somewhere for the youth, and they have this and they have that. I didn't cast a shadow of blame or anything on them. It's been very clear from the beginning what God wanted from us. How could I alter from what he said? See, hallelujah. Well, what are you looking for? I'm looking for an operation that's so powerful that it's like a movie picture of what His Word says. So far, we can take a paragraph and talk a good fight, but we really don't know how to put up one. So I'd like to see one of those arms move that you're talking about. Let me find somebody. Have I prayed for you?
Sir.
Would you come up here, friend? Come here. I was looking for somebody that had something wrong, but you guys got too much faith. You know. I want you to raise those arms up. And this part I knew. This is what we're talking about. It's to the fingernail. So how can you get it up there? No. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Uh-oh, no more back, nothing. I didn't do that, and you didn't do that. Then who did?
My Jesus.
She said, "My Jesus." The mind goes, there's got to be some trickery in there somewhere. If there's not, He can do anything else as easy as He can do that. See, it's not Him that's stopping Himself. It's us. You ever walk into His presence and you're thinking inside, let me see, I'm going to pray and receive this from Him. See, how's the best way to butter Him up? If it be thy will, and it says in the Word, it is. I don't mean to bother you, but I'm facing something new. You're not bothering Him. You know that I really don't need this, but I wanted to ask you for it. You know what? I could use it. I really. We kind of try to make room for failure, give Him kind of a way out in case you're not receiving it. That's not what He wants. It is not what He wants. He wants you to walk up, you know. You know you're going to get it. Does a bird fly? And I'm not talking about a chicken either. But they fly a little. Am I going to get it? Well, why am I praying if I'm not going to get it?
Well, it could be something stupid.
I already straightened that out from the Word. I'm going to get it. How do you know? Because I know. I ask Him. That's why. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, I tell you what. I keep thinking that I found out how to do this or I learned this. And Holy Spirit knows if He reveals a pocket to me, I'll go, oh yeah, this is it. And I tend to say, hey, this is what I've been looking for, and slow down and stop. And then work in that for a while, but then He gets, I got more. Yes, He does. I had a vision about my own book. So I didn't know whether to count it or what. But what I saw was a lukewarm doctrine just existing in an area. And the book landed there, and then it burrowed a hole in the ground and became a well. And then it started watering the truth. So I got kind of excited because I knew what it meant. That they can have a half doctrine, half correct. But if you start doing, so you start praying in the Holy Ghost, then what's going to happen? Jesus said, he shall receive of mine and shew it unto you. If you're praying in tongues, he'll water the right doctrine. So I saw that and I said, that is something. I don't mind telling you, I got a little bit excited. Yes, sir. If I wasn't going to say it, it was going to come out in tongues. So either way, I'm going to end up saying it. I try to stop giving messages in tongues, and I open my mouth to say something else, and tongues comes out. Like it's getting ready to now. This one's different. As time goes by, when things shouldn't be happening, things are going to begin to happen. For many of you will begin making fortunes that have been prophesied about in the past. But in a time that seems impossible to the natural man, you will excel. And just because circumstances say that I can't move, that I am the Lord your God, and I say, I can. I say, I can. I say, I can. Amongst a people who are looking for an answer. So be strong. You have the answer. And the time comes when people are looking for this answer. You can give them my answer, saith the Lord. Woo! All right. All right. For the enemy has seen many people come this way. And he reads the signs from centuries before and knows when the time to step in with all manners of chaos and destruction and stop you before you take those next steps in. For he knows there's a time coming soon when people will really be looking for answers, and you'll be here to give them to these people with my power, my answered prayer, and my miracles. You'll see great things happen, and you yourself as an individual will give me thanks because you'll never dreamed that you could be used the way I'm going to use you in this season of revival. So you should rejoice and be exceedingly glad for what you can't see and that you're going to see. So stand up strong. Lift your hands in the middle of adversity and worship me. And you're taking the shortest path out of that problem, saith the Lord. Woo! You mean if people are running around me calling me ugly 24 hours a day on a trot, that I'm supposed to worship God and thank Him in the middle of all that? Yeah, it's the fastest way out is to magnify, amplify, glorify Him to high heaven when a problem is sitting there saying, He can't, you can't, you're too hard, you can't, it's not going to happen. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Yes. That's why I love Paul's thorn. He says, because of the abundance of my revelations. Oh, well, I know a lot of the Word and I'm not bothered. Did you know he's still receiving rewards and things for letters he wrote 2,000 years ago and you're reading them? How would you like to write something you knew so much about the Word that it become part of the standard that God called the Bible? See, who had to see? Toma koye chikolatye. Jesu te skori malatye. He said, not only am I truth, I am love. And I'm truth in that it is impossible. It's impossible. He said in the first verse, and for me, it is impossible for me to lie. He can't. He can't. He can't lie. He can't. That's why he gave us the most powerful and valuable thing that he has to use. His Word. He can't lie. So when he says that surely he's borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. You got anything in your body you're believing for? Yes, I do. Surely he's borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. We esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but that wasn't the case. He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, chastisement. My lack of peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we was healed. I take that truth, and amplify it, and magnify it, and worship him with it. You know, I'm going to end up believing what I'm saying. How many remembers the series I taught on meditation, imagery, and delivery? I don't know, what is it, 10 years ago? More. In the meditation and the imagery and the delivery, we taught a real in-depth teaching on how to meditate God's Word in every aspect, not taking it out of context. But the most important thing he showed me in those days was that when I would read something over and over, like a verse that says, I'm something that at that point I'm not. But I read the verse over and over and over, and I wondered what was taking place in my mind. How come you can read a paragraph and then you can't quote it back? But you read it 30 times. What happened in your mind? Why didn't it just run the usual tide? What happened? What happened that you could quote it back? And if so, is that something you can harness? I wondered when I first started teaching the confession of his Word, that is, not only when the pain shoots through your body do you declare that you're healed, praise God, and I thank you for it. And then you go your way and it shoots again, and you stop and raise your hand, do the same thing. Because you're not going to say anything that isn't what God said was. So what's the difference in that and you walk in the floor? And 300 times that night, you thanked Him and called yourself healed and gave Him all the glory. What's the difference between that and just when the pain springs up, you jump up and say, "No, nope, I'm not taken, I'm healed." What's the difference in between that? What happens? What happens? Oh. When I was teaching on it, I used the example of the Brit, a British oil magnate. Well, he was American and he went to Britain because he had holdings there. And he worked with them, and he talked like an old gunman when he was in Oklahoma. "How y'all doing? I'm a rich cowboy now." Then comes back from Great Britain after 10 years when his holdings over there. They all meet around the coffee table. They're waiting for him to talk. He orders tea. And his little finger went out. He goes, and they're going, "Well, old partner, how's the holdings going yonder?" He goes,
"Tally ho the fox and all that sort of rot. They're coming very greatly."
"Why are you talking like that?"
"Like what, my good man?"
He didn't do it. His mind had the power to adapt and make that change. What happens when you walk the floor and keep calling yourself, "No, I thank you, I'm healed. I'm glorifying and praising you because I am healed. I have no more pain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." You think you can keep doing that without ending up believing it? When you believe in it, you get it. You believe in it, you get it. I did the research to find out what in the world was going on. Dug up some testimonies that were out of this world. And the one, I wished I had it now so I could be real accurate on it. But their son was born not able to walk or anything. And of course they were believers. And they caught on to this, about speaking the word. So the husband would get the son out of bed every morning on the way to work. And she would grab him by his ankles and give him a lead. It wasn't real big, I guess. She'd give him a pull backwards, speaking the word over him. "You're healed. You can walk. You can see. You can talk. Oh, I thank you, Father God." And she'd drag him across the floor, speaking the word for several hours. Her husband had come back home and put him to bed. Well, he'd carry him in there for her. I don't know how many years they did that. I don't think it was too many. A couple, maybe. But she asked him, and I've told this before, I know that, but I can't help it. She asked God, she said, "Can you give my son a gift? A gift for the gospel." And so it was a normal night. The husband put him to bed. Normal night. Then he went to bed. And all of a sudden it started sounding like the fifth cantata by Bach. Out of the front room where there's a piano. They went running out there, and there he was, sitting there at the piano. "Well, all things are possible to him that believeth." Did he say it? Yes. "Do you believe it?" So they ask him, "Son, what? What happened?" And if you remember when I preached on, I had about five more of those kind. They said, "What happened?" He says, "Well, after you put me to bed, He said, "Jesus, come in to my room." He sat down on my bed and he laid down by me for a while and we talked and things. Then he said, he got up and put his hand out and said, "Get up." And I got up. Healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. The faith camp here in Tulsa taught faith that every time that pain springs up, talk to it. Tell it, nope, I have not received that. I not have that. I'm healed. Or that the threat of your money, nope, I won't receive that. That bill's paid. Then you go to Norval's camp. He teaches the other confession. Walk the floor. Speak that word. Keep thanking him and worshiping him for it. Because he's truth and he can't lie. So what can happen? Can't lie. He can't lie. What are you saying? You're going to end up believing what you're saying. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you got your Bible open? Yeah. Were you ready to read? Yes. Was it good verses? Romans 8. For as it was in those early days, so shall it be again for many, many who were anointed by me. Spread through the cities, preaching, teaching, and healing all that were sick. For when these things awaken, rise again, you'll see that people who are being born again and brought to me under those circumstances will pick up and run with it. For if you're born again in other kinds of circumstances, you'll tend to be educated by the doctrine that's at hand. But know this, that all I have is yours from the beginning. For in those times when they were born again into revival, they would add themselves to the revival and continue it in my name. So know that something's coming and you're going to see things you have not seen before. You'll be grateful and you'll worship me, saith the Lord, that you were born in this generation. Oh, I like it when he threatens me with good stuff. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know what? We're not heading into something that's impossible. We're heading into something that's possible, that was impossible, but made possible because it was impossible, made possible by God. You got that, don't you? Okay. Hachonkodeski. And when they go home, they say, "What did Dave preach on?" They go, "I don't know." That was a good one I was going to get into about the world being subjected to corruption. And the reason there's all these earthquakes and termination is because it's scheduled for termination. So it's imperfect. But us also have the first fruits. We're left in the old skin, the old body. It's not perfect either. Can a disease come on your body if you don't let it? Why do you think Jesus walked on the water? What do you think he did all these miracles that he did outside of that with nature and things? Because the works I do, you'll do also. He walked on water. I like that. Stilled the storm. Stop. Stop. Peace be still. Well, this is my house. I live in here right now. It'll change. I doubt if it'll be better looking. But it'll change. And this house here will take disease, but I don't have to let it. So all creation was subjected to corruption, destruction by reason of him that subjected the same in hope. And what was the hope of a new heaven and a new earth? But meanwhile, you're here, just like you're in here. Use your authority. You're here, and you say, I can't speak with tongues. Oh, you need to come up here, because you do. He'll just fall on you. You'll walk away with a new language. Glory be to God. Jesus said, he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. How do you activate him? How do you turn him on so that you can start receiving those mysteries? Jesus said, he'll receive of mine and show it to you. But can we start that process on purpose just because we want to? Yeah, meditate the word, pray in tongues. And pretty soon, not only are you protected against yourself, but against everybody that's preaching false doctrine. Come on.